I'm joined by Chris Lee. He is the conservation director for Des Moines County. He's also the president of the Aldo Leopold chapter of Pheasants Forever. And they have their big event that is happening this Saturday. It is going out at the Catfish Bend Event Center in Burlington. And it is the annual banquet. And it is the, basically it's the only fundraiser they have through the course of the year. Chris Lee is joining me. Chris, good morning to you today.
Good morning.
It is, this is the annual banquet, and again, this is Pheasants Forever. How long have you been affiliated with this chapter, and how long has the chapter been around?
So the chapter's been around for over 30 years. I want to say 32-ish or so. I've been a part of it for the better part of 15.
Okay.
Been leading it for probably, I don't know, in some capacity for, I don't know, a dozen or so of those years.
How many members do you have in the chapter?
So as far as membership, we have, as far as current members, somewhere just shy of 300 that are Pheasants Forever members that claim our chapter as their local chapter. As far as our local committee, the folks that meet monthly here through this time of year to get the banquet put on. We're actually meeting weekly now as we come up on banquet date. There's about, depending on the day, 8 to 12 of us of the core group that really put the banquet on.
Now, the banquet and the event on Saturday and the associated events, the auction, et cetera, this is your sole fundraiser for the year, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our big event for the year. We sometimes do some raffles throughout the course of the year, but this really is our main source of revenue for the year. And what's neat about Pheasants Forever is that all of the money raised at a banquet like this stays with this local chapter. We don't send it off to a national office and have to, you know, get it back in grants or anything like that. It stays right here with our chapter, and we decide how it gets put into the ground, creating habitat and helping youth education here in Des Moines County. For instance, we didn't even have a banquet last year thanks to the pandemic, but yet we still stayed active. We helped create over 370 acres of new grassland habitat on private land and helped manage over 150 acres of habitat on local public lands just last year.
Wow. So that's pretty impressive. How much do you tend to but now we'll talk about it. Your gates open at 5 for the event that happens on Saturday. I believe you've got a live auction and a silent auction. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. So doors will open at 5. Dinner will be at 6:30. And then the live auction will follow that. We'll have a silent auction going on during the social hour between 5 and 6:30. We've got a couple games. We'll have a bunch of different raffles going on, giving away a bunch of gear and artwork and hunting stuff and things like that. Yeah, it's anybody that's ever been to our banquet kind of knows what to expect. We've got a great meal. The event center there, they serve a prime rib meal. We've done that every year for a long time, and it's a really great meal, and folks have a lot of fun coming out there and hanging out and spending some money for local habitat and youth efforts here.
And it's a, now, if, how much, do you have a goal of how much you want to raise? I'm guessing over the period of years, you pretty much know what you can be able to raise off of this event. Is that right?
Yeah. So we probably average, it kind of depends on the year. You know, if we get a really bad winter storm, on Saturday, that cuts our numbers. I'm not exactly sure what to expect with the whole COVID numbers rising and everything. But in an average year, I would say we make somewhere around the $20,000+ mark to be able to put it towards local habitat. And what's cool about that is that we then are able to leverage that using other programs. And so oftentimes that gets leveraged 2 to 3 to 4 times over.
Do you have a specific area that you're looking at trying to do some habitat renewal?
Yeah, so our two main focuses here in Des Moines County on the habitat side of things is creating new grassland habitat, and that's oftentimes working with landowners to do buffers or pollinator habitat. And so we do that. Oftentimes we cost share on pollinator habitat plantings. Sometimes folks have a project they want to do that doesn't really fit into one of the federal programs. And so we're able to step in and help cost share some of the costs of those type of things. And then our second focus is on youth development. And so we supported a lot of the local trap shooting teams. We helped get all of those started. And there's a trap shooting team at every school in the county, including SCC. And so we're very supportive of those. And just this year, we started supporting a local archery club that's got an indoor archery range downtown, and they're really expanding. They're doing competitive archery now, and so we're helping to support that.
Now, if somebody wants to be a member, what do they need to do? Just give you a call or just show up?
So since we're so close to Saturday, there's two ways to do it. You can buy your tickets online, and any meal ticket you buy will get you a membership to Pheasants Forever. It's an annual membership, comes with the magazine and a sticker and some other stuff. And you can do that online. You go to our website. We've got the link to the online registration page there. LeopoldPF.org is our website. Or you can just show up there night of the banquet Saturday night and pay right there at the door and come on in and join us. And we'll be happy to have you.
All right. That's going on Saturday. Again, gates open at 5, raising money for Habitat, the Aldo Leopold chapter of Pheasants Forever. I'm going to have you put your Des Moines County Conservation hat back on. Big Hollow, a couple of things. You've had some, incredible success with camping the past couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, that park really has turned into an amazing destination. The campground is full almost pretty much every weekend. I think I could probably count on one hand the number of weekends between May and October that we've actually had a site available on a Saturday night. And even now, with the ice on the lake, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but I've heard of people catching some really big crappie on that lake through the ice. And so, yeah, it's that park has really turned into quite the destination. We see folks throughout the course of the year. We'll document folks from about 40 different states and about half of Iowa's counties. So it's really turned into quite the destination.
I know we talked last year a little bit about you've been battling some algae issues in that lake. How's that coming along?
We are nearing the end of the process to get the watershed plan completed. Once that's completed and approved by the EPA, then that will qualify us for some federal funding to do some of the stuff like what they did at geode in the watershed up above the lake. So sediment retention ponds, possibly some in-farm practices, buffer strips, things like that to help capture some of that nutrient runoff before it gets into the lake. And so it's not something we can just snap our fingers and fix overnight, but we are working very hard at getting that ball moving.
All right. Well, it's a great facility. It's a great opportunity for camping, for fishing, for hiking, for any of those things you want to do, and hopefully for swimming as well. Aldo Leopold, chapter of Pheasants Forever banquet on Saturday, and of course, Big Hollow. When do you typically open? How early do you have campers at Big Hollow? By the way.
Well. Some of these crazy campers, they'll show up as soon as the snow's gone. But generally, our official park opening day is April 1st of every year. But if we get an early spring, we have some really nice weekends in March. We'll have the campground, at least a Big Hollow, opened up. And we'll be ready for you as soon as the conditions get camping worthy. And we've got several people on our staff that like to camp, me being one of them. And so as soon as that weather turns enough and it feels like it's time to get the camper out, it's going to be going. So, yeah, we'll be ready as soon as the weather turns. And, I know I'm certainly ready for spring. I've been having dreams of going camping already. So.
Chris Lee, thanks so much for being with me. Have a great time Saturday. Okay.
All right. Thank you much.